like the battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the second day of November 2011. Welcome to the program, wherever you are tonight. We're glad you're there, and I do mean that. And I really do. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be in the office all day from 9 to 4. Taking your phone calls. And I do ask you patient tomorrow. If you have to leave a message, we'll call you back, I promise. If the lines are all busy or if we're on a call, we'll get back to you as soon as we possibly can. You feel free to call tomorrow and talk to us. If you have any questions, anything you want to talk about, any kind of counseling, you just want to say hi. Tomorrow's our day to chat, okay? I don't want to be a type of individual that cannot be got in touch with. Folks, I'm here to minister. I'm here to be a brother and a friend and a pastor. You call tomorrow, 800-777-4403. Or if you can call long distance without costing you money, you can call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And we'd appreciate that. It'll save us a few dollars on the bill here. If you want to help us that way, I would appreciate it. The DVDs of the last seminar should be here tomorrow. They shipped out Monday, should be here tomorrow. We'll give them out to you, folks, those that have already ordered them, prayerfully tomorrow, as soon as possible, that's for sure. If you, I hope everybody out there will want this DVD. Especially if you're a believer in the scriptures and believer in Christ and believer in this country and what was once right in this nation. If you really believe that we once had a great nation in this to live in, you will want to get the copy of this DVD. If you believe that Christ is a living Son of the Almighty God and what He did for us and the power He gave us over death, hell, and the grave, over everything that we can think of that Satan has against us, you're going to want this DVD. It's three DVDs, 8 hours long. And if you want to watch a trailer of it, a 30-minute trailer, you can go to PastorButch.com and watch it on there. But if you want the whole thing, and folks, buy one and make 100 copies, make 1,000 copies, we don't care. Just drop us a note, and it's $24.95, that includes shipping. If you do buy 10 or more, it's $19.95, but we want you to have them. We really mean that. Please do get a copy of it. Make copies for your friends. They make great gifts. Give somebody for whatever reason, give away gifts. But it would be a great gift somebody to watch. Especially someone that you know that's a believer that wants to know the truth. This will really, really make them a great gift and a lot of learning material involved in this scripturally and every other way, too. So just drop us a note and order one if you want one. The news magazine will be going out again tomorrow. I know it's late, and folks, it's my fault, and I apologize. I'm going to send out second day air tomorrow, so they'll get there by Saturday, prayerfully, and be put in the mail to you Monday. I really apologize for November's newsletter being late. It is my fault. And, I try to blame it on Crystal, but I can't do that, really. It's my fault. It happened on my watch. So tomorrow, if everything goes the way I planned, we'll have it out in the mail to you again tomorrow, second day air, to the printer. So you'll have it to you sometime, preferably next week. And that just goes to show that anybody can mess up. And I'm definitely one that can mess up. Our guest tonight is Stan Deo. Stan Deo, if you're interested in what's happening in weather, earth changes, and what's happening all around us, all the world, earthquakes and strange events, you don't want to hear this program. Stan Deo is an expert on preparation. He's put out materials and he's written some books from Dare to Prepare. Many things you're going to learn from Stan Deo tonight. And, of course, next half hour, we'll take your phone calls, as always, your comments and questions. Back at the break. Don't go away.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting. Even though there are powers that would make us believe differently, banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question: with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you're very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Pastor Butch has tried and fully endorses the tea.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Folks, we are back tonight. We're talking to you. I'm going to have a hell of a broadcast show now. And I'm going to tell you what, Stan Deo at standeo.com. If you never have been to his website, you're missing a huge, huge site of information on all manner of news and information that you can use to see what's happening, explain what's happening all around you and around the world. This gentleman and his wife, and believe me, he's got a beautiful wife, a lot prettier than he is, named Holly, who helps him in this. And you really are going to want to check this site out, standeo.com. That's STANDEYO.com, to see what he has to offer. He's written a book, I have a copy, I'm looking at right now, entitled Dare to Prepare, and how to get ready to plan for whatever can happen in the future. Now, folks, it's not all going to be economical. The economic earthquake's already started. It's going to increase in intensity, no doubt. It's also going to be natural calamities happening. Whether people say they're man-made or not makes a difference. It's going to make earthquakes and climate changes. All these things are happening right now. In West Virginia, we had the first snow beating mount in Charleston, West Virginia, in October, first time in 30 years. New York City had the first snowfall in October, according to news, since the Civil War. So we're seeing a lot of things really unusual, not, it's starting to be more often. An earthquake in Virginia that actually shook a chair sitting in the hospital in Charleston, West Virginia here a couple months ago. All this is happening, and it never happened before in this area, at least not in recent history. So Stan Deo, welcome to the program. I'm so glad you're out there and that you do have your website up there that we can look at and get an idea of what's happened in the past, what's happening now, and what's going to happen in the future. I don't know how you do that, but you have been at this a long time, haven't you?
Well, yeah, and gosh, since we put the website up there and Holly started maintaining it and doing all the news, she's been on board doing it probably even more than I do. A lot of that stuff you're just reading there, she wrote on the website, that report. I'm working on other papers on the physics of the universe and flooding, sea level rise, problems with the sun, and, you know, so we divide it up, and she really kind of watches all kinds of news for us every day and picks out things that, are germane to what we're researching.
Well, now, in your research together, if you could pick a direction in a way this, well, let's say in America, around the world, actually, but let's just pick America for just to start off with, things that you could see in directions that have been pointed to extremes one way or the other, what would you say in America can we expect over the next few months, this winter perhaps, or what do you see happening?
Well, the weather is probably kind of foremost in everybody's mind at the moment with the early snows and rains around the country, especially over on the eastern side. I think that we're going to see early winter, and there are some analysts that say, no, it's going to be average, and, you know, that the early winter signs mean that we're not going to have a brutal one, but the old-timers around here that we talk to say that they expect it to be a hard or harsh winter.
We've had the last two winters in this area, the hardest winters that I can remember since probably the 70s. We've had extreme snow and cold here. Well, not cold so much, but a lot of snow, a lot of snow.
Well, you'd probably want to call that global warming, would you?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get palm trees in the backyard. But anyway, it's amazing. The last two winters have been unbelievably harsh in this area, and it seems like it's moved from the north down south. I don't know. What's your comments on that?
Well, I've been expecting and been talking about it for, gosh, 5 or 6 years now, maybe even longer, about the changes in the climate and the changes in the sun and how it's going to intensify weather phenomena, you know, storms, cold, heat, drought, and localize it to extremes, making superstorms and that kind of stuff. And this is happening now. The sun, I think, is the major culprit in all this. It is putting out new spectral or new frequencies in the ultraviolet range. It has been doing so since 1991. Which has surprised a lot of solar physicists and others that are studying the phenomenon. And although this ultraviolet frequencies that are coming out are new, they are not in the area that would cause skin cancers. However, they have been and are in the area of frequencies from the sun that certain plankton and microscopic life forms in the oceans can absorb and heat up, and then multiply. So we're seeing an increase in red tide phenomena. I think it's going to get much worse all over the planet before we're through with this.
Is that what's killing all the fish in different places?
It could be. I can't speak for all the cases, but certainly we've been seeing reports that would indicate some kind of a toxin is getting them. Also, there are fish kills over in the Canary Islands, which are due to volcanic gases going into the water from deep underwater volcanoes, sulfurs and hydrogen sulfide, that kind of stuff. So there are a variety of things causing this, but there are so many things happening now. I mean, take, for instance, sinkholes. Now, 10 years ago, you and I would pick up the paper, we'd never even read about a sinkhole, would we?
No. Very spooky,
okay.
Yes.
But now, I mean, they're just common occurrence in major cities and people's backyards. There was just a guy the other day that dropped down 9 feet in his front yard there, and they had to, bail him out. I think this is due to some changes that they're not talking about, where the Earth is actually starting to stretch the skin, expand slightly, and pulling apart like that is weakening already present sinkholes, but just hadn't converted, you hadn't sunken down. And this stretching of the Earth's surface is giving them the extra oomph to collapse. I find it interesting that so many of them are perfectly round sinkholes. They're not jags or, corners. They're just round sinkholes, which to me indicates kind of a uniform stretching, weakening around that area, which allows it to drop down.
Hmm.
The conventional science on it is that it's due to the type of soil underneath wherever the sinkhole occurs, and gradual erosion and water levels change, and that causes the thing to collapse. and, you know, all very scientific and that kind of stuff. But I'm just seeing too many of them and too large to think that they're all due to water seepage and sedimentary type formation.
Well, now, are you, how, just for example, let's just take a phenomenon. Well, let's take earthquakes. How much have they increased over the last 10 years? I know that they have to be pretty good size anymore before they mention on the news, but how much are earthquakes increasing?
Well, now, okay, I'll tell you some facts from a chart that Holly keeps updating, and she started preparing it back in 1990, and it's from 1990 till now. And it's the number of earthquakes in each category, like 8 to 9.9s and like 4 to 4.9, that kind of stuff, and how many people were killed and what year and that kind of stuff. And if you go to our website, standale.com, and just scroll down to where it's talking about our show tonight, you know, with you, you'll see the talking points link in blue. And if you click on that, it'll take you over to a page that has a lot of pictures on it. And in the last row of pictures, the second picture in is record quaking and deadly shaking. All the large Richter earthquakes have already hit or surpassed the yearly expected number. If you click on that, it'll take you to a big map, or a big chart, rather, that Holly prepared here, and it's showing the increase in, like, Richter 7 to 7.9 this year is 20% over the average. You know, it's 120% of what the average would be.
Wow.
And, you know, Richter 6 to 6.9, again, it's a 25% over the average already, and we've still got 2 months of the year to go. 50% increase in Richter 5 to 5.9, and those, Richter 5s, can be detected by seismic equipment all over the planet. Anything below a Richter 5 has got to be more local, and that's what the reports on USGS are. To get a total planetary picture, you got to take in the earthquake monitoring down in New Zealand, and you got to take it in Europe. And putting all those together, you kind of get a pretty good global picture of Richter 4s and above. For anything less than that, of course, you got to have local information. But these are all increasing. And the number of deaths over the last, oh, say, 9 or 10 years has been increasing. You know, in 2004, 228,000 people, nearly 229, were killed in Sumatra. That was pretty big with the tidal wave and everything else. But
absolutely.
Still, now, on the subject of earthquakes, you had one over there in Virginia close to you, about a 5.8 back late August, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
Okay, now if you go to that same talking point page on our website, right next to that earthquake graph, I want to just digress from the graph for just a minute and go over to an animation there. It's a picture of the United States with a bunch of little circles all over, little white circles. And if you click on that, it'll load into your computer a moving wave, and it'll show that red star over there where that Virginia earthquake occurred on August 23rd, and it'll show you how the wave travels from there clear across the United States and is even detected in California. But what is really, really interesting about this particular animation is that it is an animation made of all kinds of sensors, motion sensors that have been splattered all down the middle of the United States and in Southern California, and basically nowhere else of any concentration. I mean, these are just hugely thick from the top of the United States up there to the left of the Great Lakes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, the New Madrid area. And in Southern California, the most likely place to have a big, severe earthquake, there they're clustered. Now, they don't say this, but these are motion sensors that have been put in place, and they're expensive. They're all over the country there. If you look at that map, it's an IRS.edu publication. And, that says something to you right there, the fact they spend the money to put that many in those locations, that they're looking for severe activity along the New Madrid, and that's the worst place.
Well, now, obviously, what you're saying is they're increasing. Well, heck, it's already break time. Folks, back at the break, we'll get a lot more talk and your phone calls also and your questions and comments. 800-259-9231 and 855-242-8824. That's 855-24-BUSH. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Hello folks, listen up. We have some great news for all of you. Are you looking for educational videos you can share with your friends and family 24 hours a day? If so, visit PastorButch.tv right now. There you will find hundreds of hours of Pastor Butch's teachings, all of his seminars, and much, much more available, all for you to enjoy and learn from right at PastorButch.tv. Now for only 15 cents a day, you can access this powerful resource. That's just $5.95 a month or $59.95 a year. Payable by PayPal right on PastorButch.tv or by check, cash, or money order by writing to Call to Decision Ministries, 224 Heard Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. Now go there, sign up at PastorButch.tv. The website again is PastorButch.tv. If you have any questions, be sure to call 1-800-777-4403. That's 1-800-777-4403. Support Butch and Call to Decision Ministries and sign up today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hey folks, we are back and we want to listen to your phone calls too at 800-259-9231 or 855-24-BUTCH. We're talking to Stan Deo, standdeo.com. We're discussing something I never felt before in this area, an earthquake that happened this past August. Yes, it shook the chair sitting on a concrete floor in a hospital in Charleston, West Virginia. It made my wife's hospital bed actually move upstairs by four floors up. So, yes, it was real. I was there when it happened. Now, Stan, with all this information that you gather, you and Holly pull this all together, predictions on these things, are they easier for you to predict when they could happen or how severe they're going to be, or is just all kind of happenstance?
Well,
I used to be able to predict it fairly accurately, say with about 70% certainty, back until 2004, I believe it was, when the Navy stopped letting me use the data they were gathering from their submarines and the satellite on the change in sea surface temperature along the fault line. After that date, I didn't have hard data, and I can only now kind of guess, okay, look, based upon the location of earthquakes, the frequency of them, the strength of them, that we are seeing an increase in earthquakes generally along certain lines, fault lines, and tectonic plate borders, or not. What I have been watching, which is quite pertinent to the United States, is activity in Yellowstone Park, because in the northwest corner, there's something very sinister going on there. There's a new plume, a great long depth, a big plume of magma underneath the northwest corner of Yellowstone caldera. Now, that was such an event that 3 or 4 months back, I guess it was back in March, we got reports from an insider there that the government had made all the USGS engineers who were investigating, sent to investigate the increase in quakes and the plume activity there at Yellowstone. They made them all sign non-disclosure agreements and Government Secrets Act, which put them in prison and fined them if they told what was going on up there. And it was serious. It still is. They even hooked up a data line that's huge all the way down to a university in Texas to monitor a bunch of new private or, like, secured seismometers that's not releasing to the public. And the only reason we were able to see any data on that is because Utah, University of Utah, had seismic monitors going that they were reporting on their site. And to give you an example, when Japan had that, at Fukushima, had that Richter 9, almost instantly they recorded on the helicopters in the northwest corner of Yellowstone that the University of Utah had. Almost instantly that was recorded on two or three of the monitors, which were right over that plasma plume, which goes real deep into the Earth's surface. So I'm concerned about Yellowstone. In that map I was having you look at on our website, where mm-hmm. it shows the waves coming across from the east to the west, even though they didn't have a lot of sensors showing in Yellowstone and in Washington and Oregon, the ones that they did have did show aftershocks of severe strength occurring in those areas, like they were rattling, you know, after that major shockwave from that Virginia earthquake passed through them. Same thing happened in East Texas, all of Louisiana, and in Mississippi. After the major shockwave passed through, they kept on rumbling down there, which means that that's unstable down there. So to people in East Texas and Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, I'd kind of be, you know, preparing to endure some big quakes in that area.
You know, it's amazing that that shook from coast to coast. I would assume then when a quake is size than one that had Japan, also affects the, our side of the world. It affects the whole Earth probably, and the stability of the whole layer of Earth all this planet. I mean, something that big, if it causes that much disruption that deep, it has transferred to other nations also, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you've got an earthquake kind of balance to happen, like two plates that are under stress and they're just hanging there by a thread, and some Richter 9 5,000 miles away happens, when that shockwave hits there, it might just trigger the local earthquake and push it over the edge, and bang, you got another one. We were all kind of concerned what was going to happen in the Juan de Fuca plate up in off the coast of Oregon when Fukushima went, because we all know that under the Cascadia range there, there's a big, like a Richter 9-plus earthquake that's been building, and it's 50 years overdue for a release. So you don't want to shake it, and certainly big quakes like that can trigger other quakes all over the planet.
If a quake like that size would take place, let's say, in Washington or California, how would that affect us on the East Coast?
Well, you know, that's like looking at a crystal ball. I'd say that you'd feel it, and certainly one of the byproducts would be that a Richter 9 earthquake like that would damage a lot of infrastructure, communications, power distribution, and it would affect us all in many ways. Like,
Hang on through the break. Folks, we're at the break. Your phone calls, comments, questions. This is kind of scary, but we know it's Bible too, don't we? I got the break.
Satan's army's come to kill this boy. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Could your family survive a food shortage of 2 weeks to 6 months or more? Sound far-fetched? The Department of Homeland Defense and your local Office of Emergency Services are already suggesting at least 2 weeks' worth of food and water. Do you really think that's long enough? We have enemies who have sworn to attack us using nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons. Add this to the ever-increasing possibility of food shortages caused by natural disasters, truck strikes, or monetary collapse, and you have a recipe for disaster. The answer is the supply of our long-storing, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods. Our foods were designed for the space program, have gone to the moon, and are in constant use today by our own nuclear submarine service. We carry such things as freeze-dried chicken, hamburger patties, pork chops, cottage cheese, and freeze-dried compressed peas. Contact the freeze-dried guy by emailing him at fdg@freezedriedguy.com or call him at 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Call today.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Hey folks, let's jump back in here. The phone lines are open, 800-259-9231, 855-24-BUTCH. You know, Stan, I was thinking during a break there about if this happens, of anything of that size, either coast or in the middle of the country, middle of the country probably the worst, that would not only disrupt communications and probably water supplies and power supplies, but that would disrupt travel. That would disrupt everything around the country because when you shut down electricity and shut down communications, you can't fly, you can't really travel. That could cause this whole nation to go into a chaotic state as far as trying to keep everything running, could it not?
Absolutely, and that's what Holly talks about in that Air Prepare book she wrote. You know, people kind of think, well, that doesn't affect me. I don't live in the earthquake zone, or that doesn't affect me. I don't live in a flood zone, or that doesn't affect me. I don't live in tornado country. But what they don't realize is that these disasters, if they're big enough, wherever they occur, will affect the whole infrastructure, and we're all going to pay for it. You know, we all need to be prepared, and we can't depend on the government because it's not that big, believe it or not, to come help us all.
Well, no, that's not supposed to anyway. That's not the government's business. It's our business to take care of ourselves.
I want a funny story on that book, on the Dare to Prepare thing. Holly and I know this guy we do business with every now and then. And he was talking to us on the phone the other day about Holly's book. And the fourth edition has a whole section she put in there on radio communications and that kind of stuff to use during disasters like this. And it got technical and antenna spacings and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so he says to us on the phone, we were both on the phone, and he says, well, now, I guess you got Stan to write that. Oh, boy, her Irish came out, but she says, no, I did that. You know, it's like she's a good-looking lady, and people kind of tend to forget that she can have a brain, you know?
Well, she's definitely a pretty girl. I have no doubt she has a brain.
I don't know how much work she does on that. She's just huge.
Well, I understand that. My wife's the same way with me, and the help in the office here is I can do without them, and I don't mind telling them I can do without them. That doesn't embarrass me at all. But so, folks, well, I know you've been hearing news like this for a long time. This is going to happen. This could happen. And it is happening. Just not a big scale in this area yet. But Japan basically, from what I can understand, Japan is just about shut down as far as any major capabilities. I mean, that's a small island, a nation. When half that nation was wiped out, not only with the earthquake, but the radiation, whatever now, you can only imagine how that's hurting that whole country over there.
Oh, look, I know. My heart goes out to them, and we're getting reports of radiation-polluted secondhand cars being shipped in from Japan by unscrupulous dealers to be sold on the markets all over the world. That's a real hot car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, literally.
But seriously, people don't realize how much we depend on the large companies and their manufacturing in Japan. The best cars, you know, the most reliable ones come from there. The American manufacturer has just, gone downhill for so long that, unfortunately, Japan was the leader. Or fortunately, I guess. But I looked at the other day. I mean, solar cells that are made by Sanyo and Sharp and, you start looking at the places, your TV sets, all kinds of stuff come out of Japan.
They do. I would say a vast majority of, or not a vast majority, but at least half of them, the rest of them are out of China. But, when you think about what this could happen, though, if this would happen in this country, the economy's already faltering, and whoever you want to blame on that, that's up to people to decide that right now. We're not going to discuss it tonight. The economy's already faltering. If something like this would happen here that would further devastate the ability for this nation to function. And with the people already upset and mad and rioting in the streets over the paychecks or whatever and welfare checks, this could really cause some unease and some unrest in some dangerous situations. So Stan, Holly's book on Dare Prepare is really an excellent book on how to at least survive a few months out if something like this does happen. And I can just imagine in this country if people cannot get food, cannot get drinking water, if they'll kill you now just for a pair of shoes, what are they going to do whenever they get hungry and want some food?
Well, they're going to be like in Greece, rioting in the streets, and there'll be gangs roaming everywhere, and the major cities are going to be in trouble because, there's like a bunch of rats living there trying to steal to survive and bite each other and kill each other. And we've told people for a long time, if you live in a major population center, like there are 120 of them in the United States, move. Get out of the country.
Absolutely.
I mean, when disasters occur, like the snow in the New England states now, maybe the threat of a landslide over in La Palma in the Canaries generating a tsunami in the east coast of the United States, when these kind of things hit the news, the mainstream, we get runs on our book stock and primarily on Holly's book, the Dare to Prepare book. We sold out of that book about 4 months early this year. And had to go into emergency reprint because so many people were panicking. They were buying cases of books rather than single books, trying to get prepared, after the fact or, late in the game. So we advise people on every show that we do and on the website, plan ahead. Don't wait till the last minute because you can't get stuff when you need it if you wait till the last minute.
And it's really a dangerous scenario that I do believe that if this is probably a high figure. Actually a low figure. 90% of the people in this country, 90% probably do not prepare. I'm going to say that is maybe somewhat, but 90% are not majorly prepared. The people that live in the major cities, they have a hard time preparing. Where are you going to put in an apartment? How are you going to get ready in there in a lot of different ways? So a lot of them are not preparing. And that really concerns me because when it does happen, as I said, they're going to look for some way to survive. And if they can't take care of themselves and you have what they need, it's going to be an ugly picture.
It is. And it's going to be an excuse for the government, such as it will be at that time, to declare martial law and try to force people to behave. But that's just going to create more friction.
Well, that does concern me. And I'm not a prophet. I'm really not a prophet. But I do read the scriptures. And I know what the Bible says about earthquakes and famines and different things in the last days. And I also know that a nation that forgets God is turning into hell. If any nation in this world ever deserves to be turned into hell, it's America. You know that.
I know.
It really is.
I know,
is.
It's a sad thing. Holly and I have remarked many times, because our parents were military parents, you know, we're so glad that they are not here to see what has happened to the country they fought for and defended.
And, yes, you know, yes.
Make you weep. It really
well,
does.
It does make you weep. In my lifetime, and I know I'm probably older than you are, I'm 63 years old, but in my lifetime, I have watched this station go from somewhat of a decent, moral, peaceful, place to be. I mean, when I grew up in a little town called Monterville, West Virginia, we didn't even lock our doors at night. Dad would latch the screen door, and that was all.
Never I've thought lived like that before.
Yeah,
I've lived like that before, yeah.
It's not that way anymore. You can't do it. Not even small communities, you can't do it. It's changing quickly. More and more murders and people just stealing and killing and robbing little gold mart type things. All the time it's on the news. People are without money. They need drugs or whatever. But when they need food, they're really going to be upset.
Well, look at home invasions. You know, that's increasing, too.
Oh, yes.
That can happen during the daytime. It can happen while you're watching TV in the evening. They just break your door down, kabam, got guns, and say, give me what you got. I'm taking it.
Well, it's a scary thing. We're not trying to scare you. We're just trying to warn you. It's happening. It's going to get worse. It's going to get much worse. And if you are not ready, it's going to cost you more than I can explain to you. It really is. And if you have children at home, for their sake, you need to take this very seriously and prepare some way to get ready. I mean, food. Store with food. That's why we had the freezer dry guys as a sponsor. Water filters. That's why I offer Berkey water filters through the ministry here. Solar systems to provide a little bit of backup. That's why I offered the Solutions from Science. All these things are here for a purpose. We don't do this just to pass the time of day. I've been on radio staying almost 19 years.
Wow.
I've never taken a salary from it. I've always done it because it's a calling for me to do, to try to prepare people what's happening and get them ready for the future as best we can and warn them about it. Now, by the grace of our Father in heaven, some have listened, and I thank God for every one of them. Several people have come to know Christ through this radio ministry. But the majority of people I know shrug their shoulders and go on and say, what can I do? Well, sitting around shrugging shoulders is not going to do anything. Start buying a little bit of store-bought food. Do something. Buy a gun, ammo. Do whatever you got to do, but get prepared. Anyway, I'm going to keep on going for so long. We're going to lose the phone callers here. But anything else you want to say? Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. You want to say what?
I'm going to say anything else you want to say before we go to the phone calls. Anything else you want to say?
Well, you know, I am older than you. I'm in my 67th year now. How about that?
Congratulations.
Well, hung around that long anyway. It's from the TLC that Holly gives me, I think. But
I believe that.
I still feel the arthritis in the fingers and the joints in the back. So you can't escape everything.
No, you can't.
But,
well, you know, the Lord has blessed us so, Stan. I know that you do this as a calling, so does Holly. There's no money in doing this kind of stuff. You don't get rich from doing this.
You certainly don't.
We have
a big mortgage to pay, just like everybody else.
Absolutely. There's no money in this. I mean, some people have products sell, and they do well, and I'm proud for them. I'm glad for them. This ministry runs mostly on donations. Well, all donations, actually. And we're way behind right now on our funds coming in. But that's okay. We're going to hang in until we're done, then we'll move on. Well, let's go into the phone calls. We had a call in Missouri, but I think Missouri. I didn't catch the name, the first name. Bowser from where again? Missouri? Welcome, Bowser. Welcome to the program.
Yes, are you there?
I am. Are you a first-time caller?
Second time.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. Where you been hiding?
Out here in the woods.
I understand. What's on your mind, Mike?
You know, I'm aware of Stan Dale. This is a guy who had super top secret clearances. Is that not correct, Mr. Dale?
Yeah.
Right. You know, my father was he was an NBC general staff officer. He confessed to me on his deathbed about horrendous things they'd done with biological warfare experiments here in this nation. And, people don't understand that our government really doesn't care one iota about us.
The only thing they care about us is as long as we're producing, they can milk us.
My father had tears in his eyes. He was telling me about experiments he'd been in. had worked upon. One of them was in Harlem, where they drove around Harlem throwing out light bulbs full of biological agents. And, you know, he's dead now. That's why I'm talking about it.
Right.
I mean, this is real. People don't understand that this government does not care one iota for us. And then they've got to wake up and understand what's really going on in this world. That's basically why I called in.
Well, I appreciate it, Bowser. And you know, you sound like people don't think, oh, Bowser just bitter. No, that's not true. Please, folks, if they cared for the people, why would they allow the murder of innocent children before they're born? Why would any so-called legal system allow that? Allow the perversion of the children in the public school systems? They know what they're doing.
Why would they ship drugs inside the bodies of our dead soldiers?
Absolutely.
That's during Vietnam. I can't stand it anymore.
I contest that. But, we know.
I just want to, you
go
know,
ahead.
God bless you all, and let's hang in there for the light.
Amen. That's exactly right. It's coming. The light is coming. Thank you for the call.
Amen.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Good call. Let's go
bye,
down to Joe in Oklahoma. Joe, welcome. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, how you doing tonight, Bert?
I'm doing well, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You know, I'm thankful to Stan Dale and Holly that I do have their book, Dare to Prepare, and I've used it to make stuff out of it, like a solar oven, and it's been fantastic. We really like it.
All right.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, that book is full of information, Joe. A solar oven. Have you used anything else out there? I like to just use it as a recommendation. What else have you done with it?
I tried making soap, and that didn't work out too good. But I think I know what I made a mistake at doing. It's a great book.
All right, and by the way, Stan, before I forget, how can folks get a copy of your book?
Well, you can ring us at 719-547-9100. That's 719-547-9100. Or they can go onto our website at standao.com, and you'll see a picture of our books that Holly's put up there. And click on the one that says Dare to Prepare. And you can't miss it. And it'll take you over to our shopping cart, and you can go from there. You know, Butch, on Bowser's phone call, I was thinking about what he's saying about, you know, what they do to the American people. We help Israel, or in the past we have, before the last couple of administrations. And when we started letting Israel go and not protecting it, and siding with the anti-Israel forces, let's call them, to be somewhat correct, when we started doing that and started to kind of edging toward the partitioning, the dividing of the land of Israel, which is against biblical command. When we started doing that, America became expendable in God's sight. And so he stepped back, and he's letting the one world order destroy us as a major support base for Israel, you know, offshore. So America's being just raped. I mean, our morals are being clobbered. Our industry's been shipped out. America's just going to be scrapped.
Going to be scrapped. Now, I don't know that I agree with the part about the Israel part of the reason. I used to think that way myself. You know, I can't say I do anymore, but that's side of the point. I do know you're right on the morality of this country. And again, in our lifetime, Stan, I have watched things happen that I would never believe possible. If you told me this back in the 50s and 60s, I would have laughed at you. I wouldn't have thought any nation, especially America, could fall this far into decadence and can just downright evil. Beyond words, but it has. And folks, it's a serious situation. Our God is not mocked. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in, sir. Hello, Chris. I don't hear Chris. Is Chris there? There you go, Chris. Come on. Yeah, there. Okay.
Yeah, I thank you very much for this, because this is very, very serious, because I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We got to start practicing and training ourselves. Turn your power off in your house. Go out without heat, train yourselves like a real true patriot and soldier for God. Because what are we going to do? First of all, like you said, 90% of the people cannot prepare. Because you know what? The college students are indoctrinated saying, well, technology will save us. The government's going to save us. They'll be there for us. Because the indoctrination is the problem. We've got to start educating those who have college students, high school students, grade school students, parents out there listening tonight. Start right now. Get real, because this is coming.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have people rioting in the streets. They have millions of people rioting with this so-called Occupy Wall Street. And all they're fussing about is the stop paychecks, the welfare checks, the school funding. They're not asking the government to do it. I mean, they're just complaining because the government's not taking over. The government's not taking care of them. These people, we cursed ourselves depending upon other man. Jeremiah 17:5, cursed be the man puts his trust in man and makes flesh his arm and whose heart departed from the Lord. We have seen that, Chris. Government is not to be our provider.
No, they're not. And that's why I don't have a cell phone. I don't even have a cell. I have an internet, but no email, because I've got to. My Heavenly Father knows. And I talk to him nightly because we've got troubles out here.
Amen. Hang on to the break, Chris. Let's pick up the break for the final phone calls and final segment. StanDeo.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. 800-259-9231. And 855-24-BUTCH.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about $1 a day. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Pastor Butch has tried and fully endorses the tea.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Folks, we are back, and I hope that tonight you'll take this program seriously. I promise we're not trying to scare you. I don't want you to panic and run, scream, and pull your hair out. Just stop and consider what could happen if all of a sudden what we take for granted is cut off. How would you live? And especially if you have family to take care of, you men who have wives and children to take care of, but how would you live? I wish we could get this message across to everyone in this country. Every man and woman in this country would hear this, and at least consider the fact that maybe they'll put back some food for a few months, or maybe in a year or two or longer, have water to drink, and ways to protect themselves. The phone line is pretty well full. Chris, are you still there? You want to say anything else?
Yeah, I'll make it real quick. You got phone calls. it is important to get a satellite phone system if you can. And I want to say real quick, back in the 70s, when I was a kid, probably maybe grade school at the time, you remember that movie Earthquake?
Oh, yes.
That came out? Do you remember how they spun it to say the government's going to be here, the government will save you, just stay put, the government's on the way? That was an indoctrination. No, it doesn't work. Folks, you've got to get to your neighbors, get a plan, train, and get rid and supply up on food, freeze-dry, murky water systems, because your water can be disrupted and you're not going to get
fresh
water.
That's very true. And folks, by the way, we do have some scratch and dim brickies available. We do have them. If you want one, call tomorrow. We'll get take the price on. Let's go to Ben in Florida. Ben, you've got about 30 seconds. Come on in, sir.
How y'all doing?
I'm doing well, Ben. Stan, welcome.
Yeah, Stan, it's an honor to speak to you. I guess I'm running out of time here. I just wanted to know real quick. I checked out Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory, and the one where the rich were building deep underground, not bases, but they were doing the dwellings, and Jesse asked the guy, what are they getting ready for? And the guy said, well, I can't tell you everything. But he said that they're getting ready for the economic collapse of 2012. And I was wondering, do you think that that's what's really next on the horizon with maybe...
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Good question. Well, okay, Ben. Okay, very quickly,
Stan.
About 10 seconds to answer that.
Okay. In short, I think that he's right, that the economic situation is the next major crisis other than weather.
Yeah, I agree.
2012 is going to be painful.
That's what Lindsay Williams has been saying all along, the end of the dollar next year.
Yeah.
Let's go to, thanks for the call, Ben. Steve in Pennsylvania. Steve, welcome. You got about 30 seconds.
Hi, Brother Stan, Butch. Stan, what do you think, what's the reality from your knowledge about this Planet X deal? Is it coming or not? And I'd like to know, secondly, if one has children in school and college, is it? What do you think the future is? Is it better to not to just hunker down and not have them think that there's going to have the life that we all have?
Stan, can you answer about 10
all
seconds?
Right, quickly, I haven't got proof that Planet X is going to be as big a deal as they're saying at the moment. Comet Ilinen was the same kind of hype, and it blew up. And
that's associated. That is right next to Planet X. It was probably maybe something that was in the gravity of Planet X.
But Steve, we got to move on. How about putting the kids in college and stuff? Very quickly, Stan.
Well, I think people should prepare to a certain extent to survive as many things as they can, to endure them, but still have normal life.
Absolutely. That's good answer.
Everything.
Good answer. Eric, can we see? Eric, you got about 15 seconds, 20 seconds.
All right. Stan, I got a real quick question for you. Because of an experience I had about 3 days after 9/11 up on a mountaintop in North Carolina, which is where I'm originally from. I'm here in West Virginia now. And in the table
about five
of
seconds, we're running out of time
in the
here.
Table of contents of your book, Secret Cosmic Ichthus, what does that mean?
It goes on beyond that. That's just a coded message I put in there in the first letters of the chapters to say to people that the greatest secret to know is Ichthus, or like our Messiah, is our ark of this age.
Okay.
And that we should get into the ark.
We're flat out of time, folks. And Stan, thank you so much. I'll be talking to you in the future, okay?
Thank you, Brother Bruce.
Good call. Thank you. Folks, we love you. By the grace of God, we'll talk to you in the office tomorrow, okay? And see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.